USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a busy few days, and it's going to be a busy few more for President Trump as he travels America to support Republican candidates today with a Columbia, Missouri rally to support Attorney General Josh Hawley, who's challenging incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill on Tuesday. And as the midterms approach, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson says it's clear the political divide in America has never been so wide. But Carson adds,
the only thing that can really destroy us are ourselves. You know, Jesus said it best. He said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. It was echoed again by Abraham Lincoln.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. The alleged synagogue shooter Robert Bauer pleading not guilty minutes ago to 44 criminal counts for the massacre last Saturday that killed 11 people. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
About 1,500 Google workers, most of them women, are planning to walk off their jobs today to protest the way the company handles sexual harassment allegations. A dangerous storm system is bringing severe weather to 10 states from Louisiana to New York, with tornado and flood watches in effect from New Orleans and Jackson, Mississippi, up to Nashville and as far north as Buffalo, New York. Heavy rain expected in the Ohio Valley, and that'll bring the risk of flooding. Boston holds a victory parade for the world champion Red Sox yesterday, and at the rally that followed, manager Alex Cora told fans,
Your expectations are way up there, but one thing for sure, the same expectations you guys have, that group down there has it too, and that's what they're the world champs.
Meanwhile, a man is facing charges after he allegedly threw a can of beer during the parade that damaged the world championship trophy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on the latest controversial immigration proposal from President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump calling for an end to birthright citizenship. Outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan dismissing the idea, saying the 14th Amendment is pretty clear. The president responding to Ryan, saying he knows nothing about birthright citizenship. Texas Congressman Republican Louie Gohmert weighing in. He's a guest on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network.
It just shows that our speaker once again has gotten terrible advice from whoever he listens to about our Constitution.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A new study points to the risk veterans have if they have recently spent time in jail. A University of Connecticut study finds vets released from prison are four times more likely to attempt suicide than those who have never been jailed. Megyn Kelly wants to leave NBC without signing a non-disclosure agreement. That's according to sources who spoke to Fox News. Kelly wrote a tell-all book about her experiences at Fox when she left that network for NBC. This friend of hers says the news anchor is concerned about lies that they say NBC is spreading about Kelly. Kelly's show on NBC, Megyn Kelly Today, canceled this week after she made comments recently about white people appearing in blackface being acceptable. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.